Meanwhile, cars coming into the U.S. from abroad are subject to a new 25% tariff that went into effect this week as well. Joining us now to discuss is Andrew Frick, president of Ford Blue. Andrew, thanks so much for joining us. How is Ford navigating these new tariffs and the additional tariffs on the table for auto parts set to go into effect next month?
Well, thank you very much for having me. One, we are in a good position, relatively speaking. We're a number one automaker in America. We assemble more vehicles here, and we employ more hourly workers than any other OEM. And the way we're positioning it right now is really a focus on our customers. You know, for 122 years, Ford has been there for our customers, especially in times of uncertainty. And so right now, there's a lot going on. And we launched a campaign called From America for America, which is offering customers employee pricing, which means customers will pay what our employees pay, which we think is really important for the customer landscape right now. We're excited about it. We have a great selection of stock in our Ford and Lincoln dealerships out there. We're not repricing that inventory. And we just want to make sure our customers know that we're there for them as we're all learning through the implication of all these tariff announcements.
We did some checking, Andrew, and we've discovered that Ford's overall sales actually rose 10% last month as customers flocked to dealerships anticipating tariff price hikes. Now your company is promising employee pricing for everyone. Does Ford have a long-term plan to keep pricing at this current level?
Well, we've always taken the long game in all of our strategies. So we've had, like you said, we had a really good month of March. We had a good first quarter as a whole. And for the next 60 days, we've announced this From America for America campaign that is offering the employee pricing. We think that's really important time period because there's a lot that we're going to be learning over the next 60 days. And, you know, the industry as a whole is going to be making adjustments. And we feel we're in a really good position relatively speaking right now. 80% of what we sell in the U.S. is assembled right here in the United States. So it is very important that we make sure that customers know that and that we're going to be there for them when they need us, which is why we've launched this campaign.
But a lot of the parts for those autos that you assemble in the United States come from abroad, right? Canada and other countries.
Yeah, and that's exactly right. Some of them do. But again, we're the most American company out of all of them right now in terms of what we assemble here. And that includes our supply chain. In fact, you know, this is a complex industry. We rely on a lot of our suppliers, and we need to make sure that the supply chain is set up to really do this. And we're working with the administration to get clarity on parts to grow jobs here in the U.S. and we're sharing with them the implications on what that has to Ford and other OEMs.
Andrew Frick, thanks so much for joining us. Good luck to you. Good luck to everyone at Ford Motor Company.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you, and we'll be right back.